Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Thursday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech chat in less than 2 minutes. The Verge profiles Sonos Recycle Mode, a software tool that activates a 30% discount on new Sonos products but breaks an existing device after 21 days. Sonos says it uses the system to ensure customers don't pass along the products, which might therefore stop others from experiencing newer features. Sonos notes its customer support team can help customers restore devices if they have inadvertently activated recycle mode. The Wall Street Journal investigates CloudHopper, a large-scale espionage scheme perpetrated by Chinese-backed hackers. CloudHopper, first uncovered in 2016, was more extensive than initially reported. The Wall Street Journal claims at least a dozen cloud companies were infected, allowing hackers to access hosted data for hundreds of organizations, including the US Navy and American Airlines. Tesla announces it has reached an initial production target of 1,000 units per week at its Shanghai factory, less than 1 year after breaking ground. Tesla ultimately plans to produce 500,000 vehicles per year in Shanghai. Manufacturing locally for the Chinese market enables the company to cut shipping costs and avoid duties. Tesla has 36 retail stores and around 300 charging stations in the country. France's Constitutional Court rules customs and tax authorities can review people's social media profiles and posts for evidence of tax avoidance. The country's data protection authority, advocacy groups, and members of parliament had challenged the program, which was included in legislation passed by the lower house of parliament last week. The Constitutional Court established restrictions protecting password-blocked content. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.